Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, June 23rd, 2025. Last month, Kate, radio name protagonist, a producer from WRUJ in Richmond, Vermont, traveled to Pembroke for the annual Alewife Festival, where she worked with a group of students, a parent organization called the Greenhorns, and fishery biologists from Downey Salmon Federation. Today's segment is produced by one of the students that worked with Kate. This is an audio postcard from Bia.
This is an audio postcard of the Penobscot River in Pembroke, Maine, and we are here with Idea and Smithereen Farm and learning about alewives.
My name is Ann Zagers. I am the Sea Run Fisheries Monitoring Coordinator for Manomet Conservation Sciences.
Can you tell me why alewives are important?
Alewives are really, really special. So not just because they are sea run fish, I think all sea run fish are special. It's really quite miraculous that they come back every year in huge numbers to the rivers. They are a fish that is at the very base of the food chain. So they're a keystone species. We refer to them as the fish that feeds all. So everything eats an alewife. It's a terrible thing to be bite-sized and protein-dense. Yeah. And then they go into the lakes to spawn. Then the adults will actually go back out to sea. They'll spawn several times during their lives. The babies, when they're in the lakes, they're good food for lake trout, bass, other fish in the rivers. And then they come out in the late summer and the fall, and they head back downstream. And people, of course, eat alewives too. People in Maine have been eating alewives for over 8,000 years that we know of for sure.
Wow, that's a lot.
The oldest structure in Maine is actually a fish weir on the Sebasticook River. And that was probably for catching alewives.
That's so cool. They sound like such a cool fish. What have you learned about alewife today?
They can't go up these super crazy rapids. They need to wait for a safe space. And they stay in one spot for a while.
They eat zooplankton?
I'm learning about alewife.
We're learning about alewives, and I think how to gut them, and how the people count how many alewives there are.
And how would you describe the weather and the river today?
A 9 out of 10, probably.
Rough, windy, and cold.
It's very rapidy.
Very rapid, and I don't think any human would be able to swim in that.
Yeah, but somehow the alewives can.
They're not gonna get past.
Oh my God, look, you can see them right there. They're like jumping, that's so cool.
This river has been in restoration for 10 years so that the alewives will come back. And now it's been deemed healthy, so now it can be again harvested. So that means a harvester makes a lease with the town. That gives them the right to harvest the alewife. They come down, they net this extraordinary abundance of silverfish, put it into big plastic totes, use it as lobster bait. So it's valuable for lobstermen. So these fish swim all the way up the river and then they get schlepped back out again to sea. Oh, you're shivering.
Yeah. Okay.
And obviously the shad is a big deal when you're living in a very cold place because all this food is suddenly running up the river. So it's a major event. So it's kind of a big celebration.
Can you tell me about like the shad bush and how it relates to the alewives?
Oh yes. So see all these blooming bushes along the flank of the river with the long petals? Their scientific name is emelancher, but the common name is shad bush or serviceberry or juneberry. When the shad bush is blooming, that means the shad are running. So it's kind of like a way to tell the time of year.
Thank you for joining me at the banks of the Penobscot River. This was Bia.
We'll hear more from the Alewife Festival tomorrow on Around Town. A big shout out to Kate, Bia, and everyone involved in producing these two segments. We appreciate their letting us share them with our listeners. We'll include more information about who was involved and links to the organizations on our show notes with the archives of today's program at weru.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.